Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good. It rained today.
It did. It was very weird. It was hot, and then it just got overcast real quick, started thundering, and then rain, and it was still like 94 degrees. So
Don't pay to live here for that shit.
it's earthquake weather if I ever seen it, right? And joining us
You guys
again,
supposed
go ahead. You haven't been introduced, but you can talk. Go
was gonna
ahead.
say, are you guys supposed to get earthquakes or
Yeah, we're in California. What the fuck do you think we get?
Yeah, that's all we get. I know you get earthquakes. I didn't know if like you guys were scheduled to get an earthquake or something. So
Earthquakes are not scheduled. They just happen.
yeah,
So like,
unfortunately, that's the only thing that sucks too.
yeah, we don't get warnings like the hurricanes and tornadoes and things like that. So.
It's all liberal media, dude. It's all fake.
Exactly. Thanks, Obama. But Seth is joining us again. Welcome, Seth.
Up, guys?
So today we are talking about the HVC Cerro Maduro Robusto. The cigar is 5 inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the Tabsa factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres. Binder and filler are both listed as Nicaraguan. Blended by Rainier Lorenzo. Price point is $8.50, and the cigar was released in July of 2017. So June, take us through the pre-light experience for the cigar.
Pre-light was pretty good. In terms of the wrapper look, a very spot on Maduro shaded, kind of a hearty dark chocolate wrapper. Things well pressed, seems tight. Punch roll felt pretty well done. Had a good uniform give throughout. Had pretty good applied triple cap. Small little wrapper, a little bit of barnyard, a bit of a faint perfume and a dry wood coming through. Smell with a foot. It just gives a kind of where the spice starts coming in. Start getting black pepper, a spicy cedar, roasted onioniness, cold draw, dry wood, and mixed nuts. So kind of somewhat as expected of a typical Maduro shade cigar experience.
All right, so June, go ahead and start taking us through the flavor profile.
So first third, it was mainly just black pepper and dry wood driven. Not a lot of sweetness that came out of the Mexican San Andres, which I typically expect. And it's typically I get if it's a really fantastic one, I start getting like a nice fruity, like stone fruit note. But this one's more like a generic sweet, creamy note. Retro, deeper version of the same black pepper, dry wood. There's also a sharpness of minerality. Finish, it's really mineral heavy, with a little bit of gritty dirt and cedar. Strength and body within medium. Moving on to second, third, it's more earth in a sense of more dry wood and minerals. That sweetness is unfortunately just absolutely non-existent at this point. Retro started to bring a bit of like a floral note to it with the same intenser, more intense black pepper minerality and dry wood. Finish also picks up that grittier aspect as well, especially in the sense of a dirt and cedar. Strength of body still medium. Going on the last third, same with the second third, except for the profile became a little bit, started getting this bitterness to it. But at the core of it, it's still dominantly earthy with dry wood and minerals. Retro's probably my favorite part. Floral, black pepper, sharp minerals, dry wood. Finish still gritty earth and cedar. Strength starts to kind of bump up to that medium full range, and body still medium. But overall, just a lot of earth and spice is basically what I got out of this thing.
Seth, what was your flavor profile like?
Yeah, you know, the first third I found actually opened up, delivering a lot of like, you know, it's just earth and dry cocoa. There's some spice and toast and some espresso beans. It wasn't overly sweet, so I kind of agree with June on the first in the first third. But it was a nice, more of a sweet spice. Mexican offering the first third. Second third, you know, delivered a little bit more of the smokiness and pepperness. So it kind of carried on from what was in the first third, but just came a little bit, had this like smoky profile with those espresso beans, some barnyard, rich earth, toast. So I just thought second third got a little bit more complex and was actually pretty enjoyable. And then when I get into the final third, it just started losing a lot of those qualities. It just had some spiciness, some espresso bean toast. a lot of pepper. You know, wasn't overly sweet, but I thought there's a little balance between the sweet and spice, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, cigar started out for me that wood and the black pepper. I had a little bit of that cocoa as well. And then kind of a little bit further in, you know, getting closer to the end of the first third, the cocoa really picked up and kind of became even with that wood note. And it was even fuller on the retrohale. So it was really, you know, a nice chocolatey kind of start to the cigar. And strength is kind of just right at medium there. And then second third, cocoa was starting to fade out a little bit. Wood was up front. And the profile began to get a little bit dry for me. A little bit further in, the cocoa completely left. And a bit of a meaty note kind of joined in with that wood. And a little further in, a little bit of char joined in, pushed that meaty note out. And it was really just charred wood kind of as that second, third finish, and strength had bumped up a little bit, slightly above medium. Final third, charred wood kind of continuing on. I was a little bit further in, I got a little bit of a, kind of a eucalyptus note to kind of go along with that charred wood. It was kind of a reminiscent flavor, I guess. And the retro, it was kind of the same on the retrohale as well. A little further in, that eucalyptus note, that char kind of went away, and it was really just kind of a general wood note. That's how the cigar finished out, and strength stayed right at that kind of slightly above medium level. So getting into construction, June, what was your burn and draw like?
Perfect burn. Solid white ash marks, 1.5 inch self-tap increments, straight burn line, cool, slow burn, so nothing but the best remarks on that. On the draw, I rated it very good, which is just one notch below our perfect score. It's a little tight for my liking, but, you know, even with that said, no real issues.
Seth, what was your performance like?
Yeah, I mean, the construction I thought was really good on this. I thought it had an even burn line from beginning to end. Really nice, firm charcoal ash throughout. Didn't present any problems there. You know, I thought the draw was a little snug, not too much, but that's kind of to my liking, though, so it performed well in that aspect for me.
Yeah, my performance was perfect. I mean, I had razor sharp burn the entire way, ash held on about 3/4 inch increments, and in regards to the draw, it was just how I like it. It has just a slight resistance to it. I can't really have any complaints about that construction. So, June, overall, what are your thoughts on the cigar?
I thought it was an average cigar. You know, the taste was average. I thought it was too earth-driven, and that was a letdown. I mean, for the most part, within the entire cigar, I got very little or none of what I kind of expect out of the good Mexican San Andreas, which is, you know, like a sweet creaminess, some like a stone fruit kind of fruit notes coming through. I didn't get much of that at all, so that was disappointing. You know, in terms of HVC, I'll stick to their Aganorza Corojo or like the Ecuador Habano forward blends over this.
How about you, Seth?
Yeah, I thought the cigar grew into the second third from the first third, and I thought it had potential to actually be really good. But then it went back down. It went downhill in the final third. It was below what I would want, below what I thought was okay in the first third. So as June says, it's an average cigar. It's not that great. You know, for HVC, the HVC Cerro, I'd smoke the natural over the Maduro any day of the week. I thought it had the potential there for a while in the second third, but then it just went away. So average.
Yeah, I thought it was average as well. I mean, the first third started out with a ton of cocoa for me, and if that would have just kind of continued on through the rest of the cigar, it would have scored really well for me. But unfortunately, it just kind of faded away, and it was really just wood dominant the rest of the way. And just like you, Seth, I'd rather smoke the original Cerro than this one. I'm not saying this is a bad cigar, but it just didn't have, you know, just couldn't continue on with when it provided really good flavor notes. It just couldn't maintain that level. So that was a little disappointing. But I mean, if you haven't smoked an HVC before, if you smoke this one, you know, maybe introduce you to the line or whatever. But it's worth, you know, giving one a try just to see what you think. So getting into the scores, I gave it a 6.10. June, you gave it a 5.95. And Seth, you gave it a 6.20. How do you think that matches up with your experience, June?
Match up well. I mean, the story of that is essentially average tasting profile with really good construction, which is kind of right around that upper five, lower six is my expectation, yeah.
How about you, Seth?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's actually pretty good that we're all pretty close. But yeah, it's just an average cigar with really good construction, which, you know, it's kind of a bummer that it gets an average cigar. It's just, we're all like, yeah, it's good construction. I mean, that's like, this should be a damn given nowadays, right, but right. It's not.
Yep. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I gave the first third a good because those, you know, dominant cocoa notes, but it just faded back to wood after that. So kind of got average rest away, but amazing construction for burn and draw. So that's kind of what bumps it up a little bit above the sixth level. So any other final thoughts from you guys on this cigar?
That's it.
Yeah, I mean it's a Mexican offering from Casa Fernandez, and you know I think those are either like really duds or they can be really big successes, and I think this was just kind of flop right down in the middle, but nothing right home about.
Yep, exactly. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.